and finding it deserted. Proof positive that something was very wrong. Here, it could mean only that the Nile were near.
They must be using silencers, Bell said to Master Indira. Satellites or shipboard?
Shipboard, I suspect. We'll soon find out.
His master squared her shoulders. Her Tholothian tendrils rippled down her back. Bell felt the shiver of anticipation that went through the Jedi cohort aboard. The Force was warning them of what was about to come. Master Indira put her hand on her lightsaber hilt.
The other long beams report similar readings, or lack thereof. The Nile must be very near.
Finally, action! A chance to move on the Nile. Bell had wanted this, needed it. Ever since the loss of his former master, Loden Greatstorm. Not for vengeance. Greatstorm would never have wanted that. For the knowledge that Bell had done something, anything to counteract the evil that had robbed his master of his life. The Nile were already beaten, it seemed. Master Avar Kriss seemed on the verge of capturing their leader, the Eye, at any moment. But neither Bell nor the rest of the galaxy would be at peace until the threat had been laid to rest forever. The debacle at the Republic Fair months ago could have damaged confidence in the Republic and in the Jedi past repair. Instead, the Nile were now on the run. The corner had been turned. This entire part of the galaxy would soon be wholly safe once more. Once everyone else had regained their confidence and security, maybe Bell would too. As the longbeam passed through another thick golden cloud of gases, Master Indira was the first to say,
"They're above us, almost directly overhead."
Buryaka growled in assent. Ship sensors almost immediately began to flash, but the true warning came to them through the Force. Bell's senses heightened. His muscles tensed. Readiness galvanized him on every level.
"Here it comes," he thought as he looked out the cockpit.
The dark, swirling nebula gases became translucent as the long beam rose, revealing the underbelly of the Nile ship. Bell imagined the warning alarms on the ship's bridge, the frantic rush of activity as they prepared to fight. For by this point, surely, the Nile had realized that the Jedi had come to fight. But the Jedi had been ready from the instant they left Starlight Beacon, and their moment had finally come.
"For Master Loden," Bell thought, "and that no one else may ever suffer at the Nile's hands as he suffered."
The initial boarding attack had been designed for precisely this moment. The mothership of the Jedi group seized the Nile craft in its tractor beam, holding it fast, as the long beam on which Bell and his compatriots stood angled itself to attach to one airlock and block several others. Docking, rough, uneven, forced, shook the entire vessel. But the team remained steady and alert, recognizing as one the moment when the vibration signaled their penetration of the hull.
"For light and life!"
Master Asik cried as they dashed into the Nile ship. Bell had rarely felt the Force with him so powerfully as he did at the moment he rushed forward into a blazing array of blaster fire, slashing through the air that surrounded him so closely he could feel the heat. The scent of ozone filled Bell's breath. Yet his lightsaber blade deflected every blaster bolt so smoothly that it seemed to be moving itself, aiming without any conscious work from Bell other than fierce concentration. All around him, he saw a sea of faceless, soulless masks. Nile shooting, scattering, scrambling, and advancing upon them. The Jedi swift and sure.
"No!"
Master Indira called over the fray. Acknowledgement of the warning from the Force they all felt. Bell ducked behind a metal girder to shield him for the seconds it took to strap on his breather. No sooner had he done so than the